neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
Hashem Kitisa about this special vessel. It's called Kior. You know what the Kior is?
No.
The water. Wash their hands and feet.
The basin. Yeah, the basin. Elef Abdalot, no comparison, looks like a samavar. And the Kohanim had to purify themselves before the service. Is it a crucial thing or it's something for decorative? It is? Does this have measurement?
How much water?
No, the vessel itself, is it mentioned that what size it should be?
What do they do with it?
They purify their hand and foot
and the
at the same time.
So that they put water in it. And
yes.
That the Kohanim
exactly.
Their hands.
Exactly.
Before
yeah.
They do
the service. That's what they need to do. So now. So what was the conclusion? It doesn't have any measurement.
No.
You weren't wondering why.
No. So you put.
No.
It should give us no measurement.
Okay.
Without any measurement, that the whole idea is to get purified. So the measurement is not the issue.
No?
There is no minimum event cover?
No, there is nothing mentioned. No, there is nothing mentioned. But anything else? Anything else in Mishkan? So we see all these. Yeah, specified and has this measure like Mizbeach. Shulchan, Menorah.
It does not give you no excuse what measurement. You could purify yourself at any time.
Ah, very nice, beautiful. What is it made of?
Copper
mirrors. It's copper.
Copper. The copper was taken?
From
women who purify themselves.
Actually, it was the mirror, the ladies that offered to be used for the Kior at the beginning. Moshe Rabbeinu Shalom did not accept it, so then Hashem said, no, this is very dear to me, and the Kior was made from the mirror that the ladies use in Mitzrayim. Good. So now, so what was the conclusion? Why it doesn't have a measure? Because where did you arrive?
You don't need measurement to reach purity.
Yeah, a little bit is good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Yes.
It's good? Everybody likes this inside?
Yes,
yeah? Yeah, even a little bit is good. So what does it mean about even a little bit is good? What does it mean?
Don't look for any excuse that I cannot get purified because of the measurement.
So that means, if we don't show down, even a little bit, so I'm happy with it.
To the
yeah, because it could be, might happen that one might feel, no, it's too much. It's not for me. I'm not ready. Later. You heard these things?
Yeah.
What did you hear?
I've said it.
Can you stay after Shacharit? You know that. Beautiful, beautiful. So we have to see why it's made out of a mirror. Why is made out of a mirror?
They can see themselves when they are washing. But you see all your fault in the mirror.
No, but the matter of fact here is it's a contradiction. This mirror is a tool that is uplifting, downgrades, or is desirable. But what's a mirror used for?
To check desirability.
And how you look yourself. If you look
look for your fault in the mirror, you could see it. But if you want to...
Now, what do they use it for, the mirror?
Vanity.
What is it, what do they use it for?
Vanity.
So, like, to look desirable.
No.
At home, what's the use of a mirror?
To see yourself.
See yourself. Why do you see yourself?
To see how good-looking you are, beautiful you are.
You want to make sure that you're presentable, you know. Should not be a little bit, you know, off.
Not being crooked.
Say?
It's only for a look at to make sure you're not crooked. You're straight.
Oh, for the tefillin? No, I'm just talking in general. So now, here, mirror has a type of nature. What is the nature of the mirror?
Show
the truth.
You cannot lie. You cannot lie. Yeah, you don't find a mirror that lies.
No, there are those curved ones.
No, I'm talking about normal mirror. I know you're going to say that.
We have a lot of those mirrors. In department store, they use different mirrors for different purpose. You stand in front of the mirror, you see yourself.
No, we're talking about...
Skinny.
No, we covered that already. No, you're talking about normal mirror. So mirror actually is very honest. Good?
Okay.
Yeah. So now, what's the connection with the mirror and the purity?
The mirror is pure in its image. It doesn't lie to you.
That's like about. So here, the lesson is that purity is honesty. You want to be pure, you have to be honest with yourself. Make sure, make sense?
Yeah?
So that's why the Kohanim before the Seder service, they have to see what they need to fix. So that means we cannot play, what do you call it?
Boru.
Yeah, as said, tochol ke boru, that means?
It's inside the same as outside.
Exactly. And in a very simple statement, no shredded glasses. It's an unbelievable lesson. First of all, you know, we learn has to be even a little bit. Chazaka Baruch, no measurement. Come, I take it. Accept it. Chazaka Baruch. Beside that, you have to know, make sure, has to be glad. You know what the term glad is? Yiddish. Why do they say glad? What does it mean? Has to be chalak, tsafo, without any peers. Yeah, that's what glad means. It's an unbelievable message. You know how you could do many things. Many things. But, you know, our nature, that's what it is. Has a little bit of shredded glass in it. I mean, not that we want to, we don't want to, but it comes. It's a package deal. It's a package deal because you're like, hurrah! Afarin! Chazak Baruch! Marhaba! But here, no, none of these things. Look at yourself. That's what it's all about. Happened to be a story about a wealthy man. He hears knock on the door. So what do you do when you hear a knock on the door?
Hide.
Turn off the lights.
Hide.
We just talk about honesty.
I'm being honest.
He opened the door. So the man said, here's the bill. So what is this? Is this for the fish? So I didn't get any fish. He said, I know. I'm a delivery boy. On the way here, the bag torn. And all the fish went to the garbage. I just came here to charge you for the delivery. Many times, with a good intention, you like to bring some delivery to Ribono Shel Olam. We come, you make an effort, and then we tell Hashem, Ribono Shel Olam, She said, what happened? Hashem says, oh, where is the fish? So I came. He said, I know you came, but Baba, you half asleep. You came late. You're going early. No simcha, no smile, no nothing. Where is the fish? There's no fish. Baba, the sushi, something. Nothing. You give a big invoice. What is this? But what you mean, little bit, you know, little bit warm, make it hot, show you're happy you're here, show it, no, I'm happy here.
We're happy here.
Show, it's hard for me to leave.
Is that me?
Show, I cannot wait till I come back. That's what the Ribono Shel Olam wants to see. Don't give him bill before the delivery. He said, where is the fish? And that's what exactly the whole concept of Kiyori is. Hashem said, okay, no measure, man. Any size, a little bit, I accept. But be honest with me. Look at the mirror. Where are you? Where is your head? What are you thinking? You're not thinking you've been here. You're thinking, oh, this, that, you know.
You got to do the Nav Shachavit from the beginning. You're getting
sleep
now.
I give you a chance. B'shatov Mustaha, we start tomorrow. Bring a nice sea bass. Big one. Marinated. For Ribono Shel Olam, make him happy. Create nachat ruach for Avinu Shebashamayim. That's what he wants to see. B'zad Hashem Yiskepit Geulot, Yeshuot, B'zad Hashem.
Koila Nishomot, Halel Ko Halel Uko, Koila Nishomo, Nishomo Sheli. Koila Nishomot, Halel Ko Halel Uko, Koila Nishomo, Nishomo Sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.